Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crowding the line here. They do bring pressure. Fields launching to the end zone again. Jump ball. Garrett Wilson. Touchdown.
Of course, Garrett Wilson caught that ball, and I think he's probably going to lead the way, though I am excited to hear some people's feedback on this. Who do you fear on the Jets, and where do you think that the Cowboys hold an advantage? Corey, if we're talking about who we fear from the Jets, does that conversation start with Garrett Wilson for you?
Offensively, yeah. Brees Hall is a really good running back, too. Does he not look like he's put on some weight? I don't know if you've noticed that.
Trying to do a FAMU honeybees kind of deal
right
here?
He looks a little thicker in the midsection than he typically has, is all I'm saying.
That's a yes.
And because he looked like a very trim running back before, and I just noticed a difference. I'm just saying. Not shaming, I'm asking. Maybe he wanted to put the weight on. Maybe he was like, in order for me to actually make it through an NFL season, I need to be a little thicker.
Well, body shaming Corey Majors may or may not have a point, but it's been effective because Garrett Wilson and Brees Hall have each produced at least one explosive play in every game this season. Explosive play, for the purposes of this, is defined by a 12-plus yard rush and a 16-plus yard completion. Hall and Wilson have a combined 16 explosive plays, and that is second most behind only the Rams' combination of Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. When you pair that up against a run defense that struggled mightily in the second half of the Cowboys game against the Packers, and a pass defense that struggles pretty much at all points, that sounds like a terrifying combination to me.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson makes the regular catches. He makes the weird catches. Like that one that he made was a Monday night game that he caught one-handed in the back of the end zone. You're just like, wow. Was that the one that you just played? Yeah, he's a very special receiver. Justin Fields is not a special quarterback.
And I agree.
He is one of those where if you say he's a running quarterback, that's all I've really seen him excel at so far.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to see a little better passing from Justin Fields. His first instinct is to bail. And maybe it is because his offensive lines have not been good enough. But his first instinct is to, I can use my legs. Now, it's a benefit because he can do it. I just haven't seen the quarterback that I thought I could get the most out of in college. I've not seen that in the NFL.
With that in mind, then, do you think another possible outcome is he's like, I know I can do this well? Like when you talk about apt to bail, is he's because like, I know I can do that.
Yes, and that goes to the point of don't ask your quarterback to do anything he can't do. That's a Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. I'm not going to ask you to make a throw I know you can't make, especially in a big moment of a game. So when you are good at something, you do those things. However, I still think at the position, and this goes to what Shanahan said, at some point you have to make deliver big throws in the pocket.
Okay.
And I can't trust him to do that. But he should trust Garrett Wilson a lot. They were teammates at Ohio State. They should have a lot of trust with each other, and they should be developing that and growing that too. I think Mason Taylor's a pretty interesting tight end also.
And you just saw you can get beat up by the tight end, obviously.
So I'm not saying he's a world beater, but I was very interested in watching him the other night.
Now, Alec, I've got a question for you.
Oh, no.
Do you think Las Vegas, it's a real football question, do you think Las Vegas should fear the over on this? Because the over-under is set at 47.5. And I want to put that in perspective for you. We all know how bad the Cowboys' defense has been, specifically their secondary. Fair? Feel like everyone would agree on that.
I'll agree.
Good. The Cowboys are 32nd in the NFL against the pass. They give up 12 yards per pass, which is terrible. Consider this. The Jets are 29th in the NFL and give up 10.9 yards per pass, all right? So the Cowboys give up 297 yards passing per game. And I just told you the Jets give up almost 11 yards passing per attempt. These are two of the absolute worst pass defenses, even though Sauce Gardner is there, in the NFL. And I can't help but wonder if this is going to be a scoring palooza.
It better be, just because of the scouting reports of both of these teams. And then I know the Jets haven't had any success really this season, but a lot of their games have been close.
Yeah,
and they've been high scoring.
Yes.
So that team can score points. It feels like just how I talk about the Cowboys. That team can really score points if they really want to, and they can do it with ease at times. They can't defend anything. I think this could end up looking like the game they played against the Steelers to open the season, like a 34-32 thing.
Ooh, okay.
It really could, where just in the second half, everybody's like, you know what? How about every other possession we score? That would be cool.
All right. Interesting.
That's going to be fun. I think I would rather it be a high-scoring affair, honestly, than it be.
Because you think we have a better chance to win?
I just want to be entertained, Kevin. I don't want to sit there and watch a 9-6 game. I love Brandon Aubrey. I don't want to see him kick a field goal for the rest of the year.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. This is a basic football philosophy question. I mean, hopefully that means you'd be really good or really terrible. Why is it that games like, you know, you go to that Monday night game several years ago, we talked the other day about the 2013 Cowboys loss to the Broncos 51-48. Why did those games always get dubbed as instant classics when like a 10-9 game almost never? Now, I realize there are a lot of 10-9 games that you're like, this game sucks because these offenses are terrible. But surely in the history of football, especially as of late, we've seen games where just the defenses were that damn good. How come nobody considers those games
classic?
You
show up to a baseball field to watch one of two things: home runs being crushed or pitcher's duel. And if you get two no-hitters, you're like, holy crap, we're watching something special tonight.
But that doesn't seem to apply on football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But in football, you show up to watch teams score. Nobody shows up to watch teams not score. The whole goal of the game is to get the football across the line.
The goal in baseball is to get hits and runs.
Yeah, exactly, Kevin. It's two different things. So here's the deal. In football, it's one thing. In basketball, they decided nobody cares about watching the Spurs stop people from scoring. We want 140-point games. That's what people want to see. They want to see three-pointers. So everybody did it, and now they're like, okay, there's too many three-pointers. But in football, you show up because you want to watch teams score, and you think, I just watched Peyton Manning and Tony Romo, two great quarterbacks, go out there and dissect a defense, instead of, I just watched Roquan Smith and Nate Miles Garrett go at it and stop it. You think the offense sucks if you're watching a game that ends up being that way.
Is it because of the individualistic nature of what you were just talking about? Because I feel like in baseball, in the pitcher's duel, well, it's like one pitcher, hopefully. And then in hockey, if you see a goalie dominate, whereas in basketball and football, it's probably going to be like multiple people or a group of people.
Go back to that Kansas City Rams game. It's not the Kansas City Rams, by the way, but the Chiefs Rams. And what that you were pointing that one out. Where was that, in L.A.? They were supposed to be in Mexico and ended up being back in L.A. The fires are going on. It's a high-scoring affair. But we felt like we were watching two great offenses play and go at it. We didn't care about the defenses in that game because we felt like we were watching two great offenses play. And so I don't think I'm watching a great offense in the Jets. I think I'm watching a bad defense in the Cowboys if the Jets have a lot of points.
Okay.
But I do want it to be exciting, and that I don't want it to not be exciting. On the defensive side, Kevin, Quentin Williams and Will McDonald are the two guys that are a little terrifying for me.
Oh, in your face, Sherwood. So let's talk about Quentin Williams for just a second. So he goes into week five as the only interior defender with a pressure rate and run stuff rate, both above 10%. And I know you might think like pressure rate 10% is not the craziest, but remember, this is for interior defensive linemen. If you go across all defensive tackles with 70 plus snaps against the run and the pass, his nine run stuffs are the most in the NFL. So believe it or not, this will kind of be a strength on strength battle. I wouldn't have thought going into the season whatsoever that I would have said that the Cowboys rush offense could be a strength, but the Cowboys are one of four teams to go for at least 100 yards rushing in every single game so far this season, with Buffalo, Denver, and Tampa. And so you have what for the Cowboys is shockingly, I'll stop saying that soon enough, but I'm still surprised by it, a shockingly effective run game against maybe the best, probably the best interior run stopper in the NFL, or if not the best, certainly one of the best. His run stuff rate this year, 13%. That is far and away for Quentin Williams better than at any point in his career.
So like only 13% of the time he's stopping the run? Is that what you just said?
No, stuffing the run. And a stuff of a run results in no gain or a loss. All right, so
only 13%.
I see what you're doing here. I'm not going to look at you when I say this. So that means if Quinnen Williams stopped a rushing play for 1 yard, it would not count as a stuff. But it's fair to say you would be thrilled as a Jets fan. Yes.
I mean, don't you kind of want that number to be 100%?
Oh my God. I really thought it was either going to be that or, I don't know, I'm not a Jets fan. Like, I those are the two answers.
I'm just saying, I feel like the numbers for the Cowboys are going to be pretty decent if only 13% of the time.
All right, you know what?
From
now on in these segments, I'm going to take just one statistic that I know is going to be misinterpreted or defined down, and I'm going to raise the number artificially to give it a better reflection of what Corey would find impressive. Quinnen Williams is stuffing 83% of running plays this year.
Oh, that is impressive.
Okay, that's not the real...
He still has some work to do, but...
The answer is 13%, which is very impressive.
940 stuffing. Thanksgiving's next month, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, I'm not a Jets fan. You know this. Uh-huh. You almost predicted it a moment ago. Up in New York, do they call Jamie and Sherwood, do they call him the Forest?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's a Robin Hood thing.
Well, yes. Sherwood Forest, I understand. But
rob from the rich.
Oh my God.
Give to the poor.
Okay, well, who is the rich in this scenario? Neither the Jets nor the Cowboys are good. There's no rich team in this scenario.
That is a good point.
But Sherwood, and I know you're going to crap on these numbers, he has at least 10 tackles in three straight games.
That's impressive.
And in this okay.
No, that is good.
And in this last game, he also had a pass deflection. And so he's somebody that's going to be problematic. So if you're looking across the Jets defense, I personally would start with the concerns about Sherwood and Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Will McDonald's had one. He had the block, field goal run back for a touchdown. This defense has some good talent. I thought they were better when Saleh was their coach, but they do have a talented bunch of young players that that are kind of right in that window of. They still have a lot of they need to be influenced by greatness, and they just aren't in New York for whatever reason.
And you don't anticipate that changing anytime soon.
I want to know that next level that they can get to, and I don't know if they know how to get there because I don't know that they have the influence from somebody else to do that.
If I give a positive Dak Prescott stat, do you think people are going to get upset?
They'll call you a homer.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you the numbers. Dak Prescott has completed at least 30 passes with a 70% completion rate in each of his last three games. That is so rare that the last three people to do it, and tell me who you think doesn't belong in this category, is Drew Brees in 2011, Patrick Mahomes in 2013, and Kirk Cousins in 2018.
Wow.
So in the last 14 years, this is only the fourth time a quarterback has done that. And so I realize the Cowboys have been forced to pass the ball more in some of these games. But to complete 30 passes a game at a 70% completion rate is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. So that's improvement.
Yes. Agreed, Jerry.
Actually, Jerry, you're right about that one.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. From coming
the 3,
up
2,
next.
1, oh, Kevin is such a homer. Can you believe that, dude?
I don't know how actual facts make you a homer, but here we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.